Hey, new boy here. Call me Russell. I'm looking at this script here on these questions. From April 7, 2013, is over 10 years old. Okay. All right, let's see. Tell us a little or as much as you would like about you. Age, nationality, random hobbies, your job, still in school. Okay. I'm 23. I'm American. I have a bunch of different hobbies. I like going out to bars and museums and parks and stuff like that. I go to the gym, but I don't really call that a hobby. I don't like when people say going to the gym is a hobby. That's just staying healthy, you know. But I do. I play guitar. Like photography. I was in a Dungeons and Dragons campaign for several months, a bit back. That was a lot of fun. And some other stuff too. I graduated. I'm not in school anymore. Okay. What made you decide to start recording, and what keeps you coming back with more recordings? I was bored, and I like my voice. Oh, I sing too. I try not to give too much away about myself. Still gotta maintain that serious air. What kind of recordings do you see yourself doing? Would you enjoy more? Singing, I can sing, yeah. Pillow talks, fine. Challenges, maybe fapping. We'll see. Script reading is fine. Whatever. What features, be they physically or mental? I'm not reading this right. I'm not doing too good job at reading things word for word. What features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you and the people you're interested in? So I'm straight, and I don't want to sound like a pig so early on, so early on. Well, I won't talk about the physical. I'll keep that to myself. But in terms of personality, I like when a girl's nice and kind and sweet, smart, intelligent, has a good sense of humor, is down to earth, doesn't take yourself too seriously, is humble. Is open-minded to trying new things, learning new things, new experiences. Has a good core. Has good core values, beliefs, and sticks to them. Has scruples. Is a good person. Is moral. Likes babies. Likes animals. Likes cooking, and has a vivaciousness. Is easygoing, fun. Let's see, what do you think is your most attractive quality? I'd say that I have a firm sense of self, that I know who I am, and I'm inexcusably who I am. I don't bend. In terms of what I'm about, I stay true to myself. Do you have your a favorite book? Okay, we'll do this in order. Favorite book? I need to read more. I know about a lot of books, but I haven't actually read them in full, as many as I would like. Let's see. Favorite book. I really liked Catch 22 when I read that in high school. I don't know if it's the greatest book ever, but Catch 22 is definitely one of the funniest books ever. For sure. I could there are times I'd never laughed that hard at reading a book, you know, where it's just text. There were parts where I remember I was laughing so hard I had to put the book down because I was shaking. I couldn't read the words. If you've never read Catch 22, they did a movie in I think it was like 69, 79, something like that. Art Garfunkel was in it. Don't watch that movie. It was very disappointing. Sorry to say. They put out this series of it, I think on Netflix or whatever. I heard that's better, but just read the book. Just read the book. It's so funny. And if you like history, if you like war, it has a little bit of everything. It's got history, it's got war, you know, it's a war story. Talks of, you know, there's it's bawdy at times. It's very funny. I would recommend it highly, Catch 22. Oh, and one more thing. As an added bonus, you know, you'll get to use the term correctly, right? People like to toss that out, like, oh, that's a catch 22, or like saying like, oh, that's ironic, without it actually being, you know. So I was and in high school too, I was abusing that power. I was saying, oh, that's a catch 22, like left and right. I was correcting people when they were using it wrong. And everyone's like, oh, you know, Russell, we know who read that book. So I'm going on long. I hope I don't is anyone gonna listen to this? No one's even gonna listen to this, right? I don't care. So all right. For the one person that listens to this all the way through, this is for you, all right? Movie, Pulp Fiction. I know it's cliche. I know this and that. Oh, you know, feet, blah, I don't care. It's my favorite movie. Song. Favorite song. I'd have to say American Pie by Don McLean. Love that song. Tell us about it. Tell you about the song. You don't know American Pie? Look it up. Maybe your next recording you could read or sing or so. I'll sing the beginning of American Pie. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. All right, that's all you get. Tell us your idea of a perfect day, or perhaps a perfect day. Oh, what a perfect day. Sangria in the park. That's a pretty perfect day. The Lou Reed song. It's like they're drinking wine in the park and then they see a movie and do all these things. Yeah. It's like where you're doing like a bunch of different activities. Doesn't need too much money. Just you could go the walk in the park. So a really great date is the zoo. I know it's a cliche and clap, but it's because you're just seeing all these different animals and they look cool or cute or beautiful, and you can just comment on all the silly little things they're doing. And you know, when animals, they don't even have to be like getting it on, but just in such a natural setting, it lends itself to frisky thoughts and behavior. Zoo's a great one. Just walking around town, grabbing a bite, getting some drinks. Kids go to the beach. You can, it's a bunch of, it's re, you know, it's not the date, it's the datee, I find. You could just chill at home, listen to some music, Smoke, drink, or you don't need any of that. Just hang out, talk to each other, ask each other questions, get to know each other. I find it's more the person than the date. What are five things you want to do before you die? Only five? I want to do a lot of things before I die. I'd like to travel the world. I'd like to learn a language fluently, at least one. I only know English. What else? I'm not climbing Everest. No, screw that. I don't want to. It's been done. It's been done. And seeing the Rainbow Trail or whatever it's called with all those frozen bodies, it would be very sad. And so I'm not doing that. Let's see. What'd I say? Travel the world, learn another language. Skydiving would be fun. We'll do that. How long am I gonna live? I mean, I don't know. How much time do I have? I could go tomorrow, who knows? So what I say, travel the world, learn another language, skydive. I'd like to publish a book. That's four. I'll say be a billionaire. Why not? Then I can do a lot of other stuff with the money. Okay. If you want $10 million, what would you do with the money? Okay, so I'm assuming half of that goes to taxes. So one implies like a lot of, yeah, so now I have $5 million left over. Okay. I would put, how do I divide this? I want to be smart about this. I'll put $2 million in the bank. Just sit on that. I'll take $1 million and invest it. I'll break it up somehow, like crypto, stocks, real estate. I'll figure it out. And then 2 million is funny money. I'll buy maybe a you know I'll buy a house, rent out a couple apartments, luxury cars, yeah, stuff like that. I want to give some I'd love to give some to charity or some nonprofit organization that helps people, but let me think. Maybe some of my funny money, like $100,000, I'll do. And then the idea is that these investments I'll be making will be making me more money, so I can give more later on. But out of this, yeah, maybe $100,000 of the funny money I'll give to charity and the like. Okay. What would be a relationship deal breaker for you? what would it be? A lot. Well, I mean, the presumption is that, well, cheating, of course. That's an easy one. Because the presumption is that I would have screened well enough to ensure that it lasts if it's a relationship. So, cheating, some like terrible thing. Some awful thing like, oh, hey, babe, yeah, I just letting you know, I ran someone over last night and I just kept driving, and so there's gunk all over the car, just letting like something like something awful would be a deal breaker. Obviously would be a deal breaker. Cheating, I killed someone or some other horrible thing. Feel free to skip these if you'd like. They're off the more sexy, off of the more sexy. Who wrote this? Let me skim through. Let me maybe tell us a sexy story about you. Okay, all right, this is fun. Okay, sure, a sexy story. All right, this is funny too. Okay, so is anyone actually listening to this? Am I just talking to a wall? I don't care. This is for myself now. Okay, so is it still recording? Has this been recording the whole time? Let me see. Let me see. Just want to check. Yes. We're nearing the 15-minute mark. Okay, no one's gonna listen to any of this. I don't, So, I was with my ex. We were in an Airbnb. Okay.
And I got some. Hold on. Okay. I got some ad over the text. Okay, here we go. We were in an Airbnb for a few weeks, just the two of us, and we were getting it on every inch of that Airbnb, you know, and you know, just hanging out and everything. And so we were hanging out, and then there's a, you know, I was in the kitchen or something or whatever. There were these loud knocks on the door. Bang, 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 bang. And I actually went to, you know, to open the door. And I think I was just in pajamas or whatever. And it was the cops. it was the cops. It was a dude cop and a lady cop. Okay. And, you know, they're like, it was, you know, they said we got, someone called in, we got a report of it sounded like a domestic, you know, domestic violence incident or something. And me, I'm thinking, oh, huh, I wonder, I didn't hear anything. We didn't hear anything. You know, I'm thinking it's like a neighbor or, you know, I have no clue what this is about. And then at one point, my ex, she's just like, you know, and then she told me later that this is like, you know, after the cops left or anything, she told me later that they had like pulled her aside when I wasn't, you know, I didn't notice. They're like, hey, honey, are you okay? Do you need to see you somewhere safe? You know, she said we were just having sex, guys. I'm fine. We're just having sex. And then so then I realized what, you know, and then the dude cop had the biggest smile on his face, had the biggest grin. He's like, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with that. And the lady cop, you know, who was like, you know, some lady cops, some women cops, they got to be like extra sort of like, you know, professional and serious, you know, be, you know, as a woman, right? So she had the tiniest little smirk, the tiniest little smirk. And they're like writing down all these notes and like getting our information and this and that, and you know, and then they left, and so then I realized that there were neighbors. There was someone in the unit above us of the Airbnb. They had like the second floor, you know, unit or whatever this house. And so what happened was that they must have heard us getting it on and thought I was beating my ex, you know, from an inch, you know, an inch of her life, which I didn't. Why I didn't get that? These because we've been banging like all throughout our stay. Like all, I don't know why. Like that time they heard something and thought, you know, I was killing her. And so that was the first. I never had the cops called because I was just beating that pussy so hard. Someone thought I was, you know, I was beating them an inch from you know from their death. So that's kind of a funny story. Do you consider yourself a dom, sub, blah, 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 blah. Dom, but, yeah, I mean, ultimately a dom, but sometimes I like it when the girl, you know, does all the work, where I can just, like, kick back and relax, and she's, like, extra nurturing, and is riding me, and, like, kissing me, and, you know, maybe a little mommy play in there once in a while. But ultimately, I get final say. I'm in control. Nothing near my butt. You know, I call that like dom leaning switch, but mostly dom. I, you know. How high is your sex? Very. It's too high. It's really high. How often do you need to miss? I'm an orgasm addict. I'm an orgasm. I gotta get off like, you know, every day, several times a day. I'm just always ready to go too. I don't know if this is gonna be asked later, but like I have high endurance. Like I can just keep going and going and going and going, and I'm the opposite of a minute man. I'm like an hour man, and then I can pop, and then like I'm ready to, even after, you know, even after an hour or whatever, and then I pop. I can just pick right back up, stay hard like in 5 minutes. And anyway, how often do you feel the need to masturbate? Is there anything special you do to get yourself? Special, no. Just think about a hot chick, hot scenario, whatever. What is the weirdest place you've ever had sex? You're still carrying a V card, vision, blah, blah, blah. I'm, I mean, for 4chan, standards, I'm vanilla. I've seen what freaks say on the site. The most degenerate, like creative degeneracy. Like relatively speaking, I'm fairly vanilla. I mean, I have a bunch of kinks and fetishes and, you know, things, but nothing like, you know, insane. weirdest place I've had sex in, like, a back alley, like behind a bar. I fucked this one chick. We were, like, hooking up. This was at our college campus, and I, like, fucked her all over campus, like, in public. It was, like, 11 o'clock at night. It was at night, and there weren't too many people around, but, like, I fucked her in, like, a women's, like, bathroom. I fucked her, like, this, like, more secluded wooded area. I fucked her, like, the third floor of, like, the art department. I fucked her in an elevator. You know, it's, that was all with, like, the same girl at, like, the same, you know, at one time, you know, that one time in, like, the span of, like, a couple hours. Where else? Weird. Weird place. I can't, nothing comes to mind right now. Usually it's like, you know, like in a bedroom or like a car, you know, it's like standard stuff, but like once in a while. Yeah. What is the most sensitive place on your body? My glands, like the tip of my dick. What do you mean? Okay. So besides the obvious, besides like my genitals, or like my nipples or something. I guess like my neck, like around my neck and my ears, like back of my head, and yeah, go with that. Describe in great detail your deepest, most darkest fantasy. I mean, you know, you can probably imagine just like just doing a bunch of stuff with a girl, tying her up and this and that, and you know, you could, you know, figure out yourself. Have you ever been aroused by something that is not an entirely acceptable kink, or by something you thought you wouldn't even be interested in? Care to tell us about it? Let's see. No. Nothing that, like, I was surprised, like, I didn't know I liked. And no, I know what I like. What is the most romantic thing you have ever done for anyone? I'm very romantic when I have a partner, when I have a girlfriend. I'm single right now, but it's the little things, you know, like if they say they like a specific snack, I'll get it for them, you know, as a surprise. Or if they like a band, I'll get them like a necklace or a shirt of the band, you know. I'll take them to a place they say they've always wanted to, you know, go to, they haven't been before. I'll take them to like nice, pretty areas around town. I've never gotten like given flowers because it's just so stalking cliche. But, you know, I find that the it's most romantic when it's not on like a big day, like a birthday or Valentine's. I still do stuff, you know, I don't avoid it, but I feel like it's when it's more, you know, it's better when it's a surprise, when it's not like, oh, this is the day, I gotta do this, I'm expected to do that, you know, whatever. It's the little things, you know, an inside joke and then bringing it up at some points, when you can tell that they need a little extra attention with something, and you're there for them, you know, just little sweet stuff like that. Would you have sex on a friend? Yes, and I have, and I usually do. I didn't want to sound like a pig, but you know, oink oink, you know, I'm a whole hog here. What's your opinion about people do? Do whatever. Do whatever, you know. If you're adult, consensual, blah blah. I mean, yeah, I don't even if it's like, you know, I have different criteria. What I would find, it's like different levels. It's like, okay, like one night stand, and then up from that is fuck buddy, then up from that is, you know, girlfriend, then up from that would be wife, right? It's like, okay, my ideal wife, you know, what I want, what I
not want them to be the type of person, the type of girl that like sleeps on the first day. Well, if it's with me, I don't care. You know, I don't care what she does, you know, if she's kinky and slutty with me, it's just every other guy, right? You know, it's whatever. I don't, you know, that's what's wild to me is that like all these dudes will like spit, will break all this bread and this and that. And they don't even get a kiss on the first date. And the girl will even say, oh, I don't kiss on the first. Are you kidding me, fellas? If you can't even get a kiss. Okay, if she says, I don't sleep on the first date, whatever, fine. You know, she probably will the second or third. But, you know, if she likes, you know. If you're not even getting a kiss, if you didn't go in for the kiss at some point when, like, the moment was right and she was staring deep into your eyes for, like, a full 10 seconds and you know, still didn't do it. And then, like, awkwardly, right at the end, you try to go for it. I don't care. Nah, cut loose. Take the L and move on, man. I don't kiss on the first day. God. All right, last one. If you are single, would you rather have multiple sex partners or just the multiple? Just make sure everyone's clean, tested, and yeah. If in a relationship, would you ever consider adding more people? No. No. Actually, wait. Other girls, yeah. Yes. But no other dudes. No. If I'm in a relationship, it's just I would, you know, I wouldn't even mind if she's like I don't want to you know, bring another girl in. It's just you for me, me for you. I'd be okay with. I mean, yeah, it would be awesome if she's like, you know, we're together and it's her for me and me for her, but then we, you know, we bring in a unicorn for us to both play with like that night, but then there's always jealousy and, you know, blah blah blah. But yeah, no orgies, no other guys, no. Not if we're in like a committed thing. Okay, all right. Yeah, I've said what I've had to say. I'm still kind of groggy, if you couldn't tell. Drank quite a bit last night and smoked and all the rest. Okay. So again, this has been Russell.